Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, great news for today's world. That's our subject today. Let your gentleness be known. And that is the fruit of the Spirit, one of the attributes. And I don't know about everyone else, but I love gentleness. I love when I'm just comforted and just made feel good. And you know, God's fruit is constant. You can have that gentleness. And as always, my co-host, Sister Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Robin, how's it going?
It's going, girl. Put us up in prayer, please.
I will. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your gentle hand. Thank you that it is extended toward each and every one of us, including those callers that are on the line, Father. Every person listening, the Lord is gentle with each and every one of you. Father, I thank you that as we learn today, open our ears to hear your word, open our hearts to receive it, and may it not be snatched from us. And Father, I pray that we would leave today walking out a doer of your word, this topic of gentleness, Father. May we learn about what it is and walk it out in a greater way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to get started because our time just flies away with this. And I, like I said, I love this. I don't know what gentleness means to everybody else, but treat it so kind, so level, so comforted. You know, treat me as one of God's children, the gentleness. As 2 Timothy 2:24 through 25 says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledge of the truth. Sarah and I were talking that my husband, Pastor Gibran, he is from Pakistan. I call him the gentle giant of Punjab. And I was talking with him a few months ago, and I will never forget this. But I forget exactly how he said it. But I said, did you hear that? He says, I know. He said, I have never raise my voice to anyone in anger. I said, really? You know, I don't know how many. I said, not just a little. He said, no, why? What would it accomplish? And, you know, knowing you for 8 years, it is so true. I've never heard him. I would pass out, you might as well bury me if he would raise his voice. But he is. Like it says in the verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men. What do you think about it, Miss Sarah?
Well, yes, I think that I've had to grow a lot in this area, very much early in my days, before I was saved and even early into salvation. I was a very argumentative kind of woman, definitely having to have things my way, and if you didn't see it my way, that was it. And yet the Lord has really not only humbled me, but he softened me. And that softness has really helped me walk out kindness towards other people. And if you think about it, walking out kindness is also a form of walking out love towards others. Because when you love others, you're kind to them. The things that you do for them are kind. And that that's a big testimony in my life, for sure.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. I think a lot of us go through that. You know, I have always tried to get there too, not to walk in anger. But again, Pastor Gibran, I just not ever do that. And so he's been a good example into my life. And Miss Sarah, read 1 Thessalonians 2:7.
I sure will. So 1 Thessalonians 2:7 says, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles, instead we were gentle with you like a nursing mother caring for her own children.
Whoa, what translation is that?
So that's the Common English.
Oh, don't you love it? Okay, so what's that saying to your heart?
Well, I want to deal with that first sentence first. So it says, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles. Imagine what that looks like, guys. That can be a very prideful thing in saying, well, I'm Christ's apostle, or I'm a disciple of Christ, so you should listen to me. You know, it's nothing like that. And instead, they said, instead, we were gentle with you. They weren't, you know, holding it over the people as if they need to be doing this and that's all there is to it. Instead, they came to them gently in kindness, just like a nursing mother caring for her own children. And, I mean, you guys, when you see a mom holding her baby, she's not tossing this child around like, it's a rag doll. No, she's cuddling it in close to her chest. She's holding it tightly and carefully, making sure the neck is supported and the head is carried in her hand and the body in her arms. That's the kind of gentleness that you should have with other people.
Beautiful. I say bravo, sister. That is just right on, because like I said at the beginning, all of us, come on, we like to be treated gentle with that gentleness. And if we let it come out of us, which is the fruit of the Spirit, if you're born again, you already have all of this in you, the love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, all of that already in you. You have to release it to others. And it's just like when you put on a good smelling cologne, that it just releases into the air unto others. Most people would say, that smells good. Or a lot of people would say, oh, you just look so glowing. Say, try. Do it. Be gentle to people. You can be gentle. God doesn't ask you to do anything that you cannot do. So Philippians 4:5-8 in the common English Bible. Do you have that in that CEB?
I do, actually. You want me to go ahead and read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So starting at verse 5, it says, let your gentleness show in your treatment of all people. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all of your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. From now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise.
Phew. There we go. First, it says your gentleness show in treatment of all people. I don't care. People say, I don't care what people think. What, that is not a godly attitude. You should
right.
care for others, you know. As 1 Peter 5:6-7, it says, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due season. He, as you cast your cares upon him, he cares for you. His gentleness, his goodness. Don't be worried about anything. He said, don't. Anything. Nope. You know, I think it was yesterday, man. My mind was going crazy. And all of a sudden, I saw this scripture. And I saw, if anything is excellent, if anything is admirable, focus. Your thoughts on these things. That, you know, I am the healed. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am prosperous. I am called of the mighty God. I am that I am, he says. And I walk by faith and not by sight. Just turning all those thoughts into positive. Say it out loud. Get it turned around. Sarah, what do you do when you start having all that trash?
Yeah, so I actually just had this situation yesterday. I was having a lot of that mental chatter going on. Everybody's pretty familiar with that, negative thoughts. And I stopped and I prayed and asked the Lord to help me to get a hold of my thoughts. And I turned on worship music and I began to worship God. Within a matter of just, honestly, a few hours, I didn't even realize when the change happened until a few hours later, and I was like, wow, my mind is so different now.
Yes, praise God. You have control of the atmosphere of your area, your gentleness of your mind, peace, everything. It's under your control by the Holy Spirit. And you can do this. You can walk in gentleness towards all men. I know some people like, you know, and again, you know, my husband is like Mr. Unique from Mars, the heaven of heavens, I think. But he doesn't get frustrated with people. But personally, I do. I'm thinking, why are these people doing this? But, you know, as I realize, people need the Lord. Pray for them so they're talking about them. And let your gentleness be known unto them. As Colossians 3:12-13, put on, therefore, as elect of holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If you have a quarrel against any, forgive them, even as Christ has forgave you. You know, just forgive people. It makes you sick if you hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness. Be gentle. We've got a minute left, Sister Sarah. Last thoughts?
Yeah. You guys remember, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. And the last thing I want to say from Philippians 4, it says in there, the Lord is near. How would you treat somebody if a king was in front of you? Would you treat them poorly? Or would you treat them in a manner of respect and kindness? It's the same way. The Lord is with you everywhere you go. So remember to show gentleness to everybody that you're around.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And, you know, we appreciate everybody. Ever since we, I said 3 weeks now, sister, ever since we come on, we've increased every day. People are downloading. You're welcome to download and share it with other people. Listen to it later. You can hear the episodes. Thank you again. The Family Church of Jesus Christ.com, Sisters of the Lord at Yahoo.com. You can contact us any way that you can. I'm on Facebook of Robin Lynn. But again, thank you so much. Lord Jesus, bless these people with your word. Lord, your gentleness. This day, as they go through the day, they know your gentleness. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.
Amen.
All right, Sister Sarah and everybody, goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
That's your chance.